You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
You guys put on a good show, and I think that goes without saying.
I love your show. I listen all the time.
You have a pretty fun show. I listen to it most of the time, you know. Keep up the good work.
No, it's disgusting. It's a ploy.
God, I love you. Get the hell off the stage.
Nice work, everyone. Sharp broadcasts. Really good.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning, John and Gordy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
It's John and Gordy.
That's who we are.
Yeah.
It's just a little bit after 7 o'clock. We've got sunshine this morning on this Tuesday, back to school day for all the kids out there. Have a good day as you head back. It's going to be gorgeous all day long, highs in the mid-70s. And right now it's a cool 53 degrees in downtown Madison. Want to remind you, you should check out the WMDXRadio.com website. That's right, WMDXRadio.com. We've got a new poll question up there, John.
Mm-hmm.
Would you support a motorized vehicle-free State Street downtown Madison year-round? Would you support a motorized vehicle-free State Street downtown Madison year-round?
Yeah.
Okay, here are the possibilities.
What are the possibilities?
Yes, I only want feet, bikes, and scooters and other personal mobility devices on State Street, so no buses or delivery trucks. That's actually, we have a three-way tie. That's 33% there.
All right.
The second option is yes, and install bollards to keep all the vehicles off so pedestrians can feel safer in the street.
Yeah.
Bollards, yeah. You know, those poles, right?
Yeah, those big cement posts.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Option number three, nope, we need to allow buses and delivery trucks, but no other autos. And that's also at 33%. And then, nope, we should allow all traffic on State Street. That has no votes so far. So you can go to WMDXRadio.com and choose one of those.
All right.
The poll will be up for a few days. Keep it posted.
Sounds like a good idea. Now let's go to the phones. We have Joe on the line. Welcome to the program, Joe.
Good morning, Joe.
Hey, guys. Great show as always. Glad to have you back, of course.
Thank you.
I wanted to just look into for a minute or two this change from Department of Defense to Department of War that our president wants. With everything, what's ahead? What's the subtext underneath that? And so I did just a little research, and apparently there's not a single country or ministry in any country on the planet, except for us, that has a Department of War now.
Wow.
Everybody else is Department of Defense or Ministry of Defense.
Yeah.
And instead, we're blazing the trail to have the Department of War. And what's interesting about that is, how can you argue defense if you want to invade Greenland and take it over?
Right.
You know,
right?
I mean, it allows you then to sort of get into what war had been in our past, which is about land acquisition. I want it. I'm going to go take it. So there's no defense in there at all. So I think that this is signaling in some pretty important ways. When we go, they made the point, think about the language. People talk about the Ministry of Defense. Does anybody ever talk about a Ministry of Attack? We don't do that.
No.
We haven't done that. So I would say that Greenland ought to get a little concerned, as maybe Canada. I don't know what's happening in Venezuela with those ships that are circling around there. But when you make a change like this, it's not neutral. There's something going on behind it. And I would say the something is, we want it, we're taking it. So we're going to war. We don't defend our country anymore. We're going to war.
Wow, that's a great point. That's a really good point.
Wow.
Yeah, I think they're leading up to it.
Yeah. There's something to that. All right, Joe.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you for that call. You can call us 608-879-8255 or get a hold of us on the Civic Media app. Just text us or send us a voice note. Okay.
It was a whole lot more thoughtful than the actual story that I
Yes, Joe.
She showed you
up. Well, Joe, you want to call us back?
She showed you up.
We should have Joe guest host the show sometime. Really.
Well,
seriously.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm not intimidated. All right. Let's get to the big first story here. Oh, my gosh. This is just getting out of control. Now, Trump demanded the immediate release of data on the matter of the CDC and the problems of relieving a few employees there. Okay, now this has been this has been a debacle right from the beginning. Of course, putting RFK Jr. in charge of Health and Human Services is just the worst mistake we could have ever made in history. And I hope you and I aren't affected by this because, you know, we need all the vaccinations we can get.
Yes, right. I know. Right? Why would they do?
Okay. I know. This is just outrageous and absolutely ridiculous. But anyway, he is trying to solve this problem. There is a lot of people disagreeing with what RFK Jr. is doing out there.
Yes.
You know, they had hearings now. And they want some kind of resolution, and they want the CDC board back in place in order to make recommendations so people can get the coverage that they need in health care.
Yeah. There are a bunch of former CDC officials that are all lining up and sent a letter, right?
Yes. Yeah. Yes. So, you know, so Trump is now demanding an immediate release of data on the matter while the CDC is being ripped apart over this question. He said that. He said being ripped apart over this question. He also said many people think they are a miracle that saved millions of lives. Others disagree. Well, we know the others that disagree are wrong, but I mean, I guess, you know, that's, let's treat it as an equal. Trump said, with CDC being ripped apart over this question, I want the answer and I want it now.
Okay.
So that's the way we're doing the CDC now. Okay. Trump said he's been shown extraordinary information from Pfizer that the detailed effects and positive effects of vaccines have been wonderful, but no one has seen this proof that Pfizer showed him. He says, why not? They go off on the next hunt, and they let everybody rip themselves apart. What is wrong with this guy? Yeah. Okay, including Bobby Kennedy Jr. in the CDC, trying to figure out the success or failure of the drug company's COVID work. We know what happened. We are, how many years are we into this already? We're in five years into this.
Yes.
We already know that the vaccine worked. It saved lives, but now we still are questioning this, and we must have an answer. God. Anyway, it's a big mess, and that's what and that's what Trump is calling for right now. Okay, let's get to this little cut from our Chris Hayes. He did a little segment on this, and I thought I'd play it for you. It's cut 9 from this month. Okay, cut 9. Let's listen.
When I call Kennedy a dangerous crank, I'm not saying that as an insult or as hyperbole, but honestly, is the most economical way of describing the man's views. He's not a doctor. He has no public health background. He has no medical credentials whatsoever. He's an environmental lawyer and, crucially, the scion of a very, very famous, wealthy, and influential political dynasty. And yet, here he is offering up wacky diagnoses of people he passes on the sidewalk or the airport.
I know what a healthy child is supposed to look like. I'm looking at kids as I walk through the airports today, as I walk down the street. And I see these kids that are just overburdened with mitochondrial challenges, with inflammation. You can tell from their faces, from their body movements, and from their lack of social connection. And I know that that's not how our children are supposed to look.
What on earth are you on about? You can see the kids have mitochondrial problems? Their lack of social connection, you can see that. Their faces aren't healthy to you, RFK Jr. Should you bring your kid to RFK Jr. with their face and say, what do you think, Bobby? Healthy or not? I know it's kind of a cliche at this point, but imagine if the guy sitting next to you at the bar or at a PTA meeting or at your kid's basketball game started opining about the mitochondrial inflammation in the kids in front of you. You would move away. Because the guy seems nuts. Well, that guy is in charge of our entire public health infrastructure, influencing policy that impacts your health, your family's health, whether your kids are going to be able to get vaccines.
Wow.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the kind of guy we have in charge, right?
Boy.
Okay, now, you know, I pulled this clip. This was from the hearing for CDC Director Susan Menares, and here are the questions that our political party was asking this individual, you know, when she was applying for the job.
Yeah. She had the job for about a month.
Yes.
And was let go.
And this is Menares and what she had responded to when she was questioned for the job.
Do you agree with the American Medical Association that there is no scientific proven link between vaccines and autism?
I have not seen a causal link between vaccines and autism.
Any thoughts about the safety of mRNA vaccine in general?
The FDA has, in the production of the COVID-19 vaccine, had approved the mRNA vaccines as safe and had demonstrated efficacy associated with them.
So you would not be prejudiced from the get-go against such a platform, such a vaccine built upon a platform, whether it's for COVID, flu, for Lyme disease, or anything else?
That is why I have no a priori prejudice against the mRNA platform or any other approach that is being taken to develop vaccines.
The problem here is that actually much more is at jeopardy than just vaccines. Of course, vaccines are absolutely in the crosshairs, but let's look at what has happened. We've fired a lot of CDC staff over the last 5 months. Essentially, now you have a hollow shell of an organization. Obviously, vaccines are one part of what they do. They do suicide prevention. They do chronic disease management. They do disease outbreaks, food outbreaks. When there is a salmonella outbreak, CDC goes. All of that is now at substantial risk. Nobody is minding the store, managing those things. Americans count on that. State public health officials need a functioning CDC. And right now, we do not have a functioning CDC. And I'll be honest, I tend not to be a kind of a, you know, a doomsayer. I don't see in the short run a path forward to rebuilding a CDC. Right. We are, the Secretary Kennedy has boxed us into a corner, and the American people are going to suffer as a result of this.
I don't want to suffer. I don't want anybody to suffer because of this idiot. Geez.
Man.
You know, Cheryl Hines married this guy.
Well, that was her problem.
I don't know what she saw in this nut job. Yeah. Oh, my God.
They're still married.
Yeah, they still are. You might remember her. She played the wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm to Larry David.
Yes.
His character.
That's right.
My God.
Hey, let's go
let's go to Dick. Dick, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Dick.
Well, Joe, what she was talking about is extremely interesting, as always. But was it only me that heard the laughter coming from China, too, with Putin walking hand in hand with the leader of India?
Modi,
Yes. Wonder what's going on there. Anything, you think?
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
As a matter of fact, I think they're probably laughing at,
Well, I'll tell you what. I got that story coming up, Dick. We'll do it right after we check in with Brittany Merlot. It's just crazy. Kind of a rundown. Everybody is kind of knowing that this is a huge move economically, globally, and it's leaving the U.S. behind, and we'll get to that, all right?
Yeah. All right. Absolutely. Cool.
All right, Dick. Thank you.
Thank you, Dick. Appreciate that call. 608-879-8255.
How do you like this, though? You know, Tony Evers noticed that we are ranked number 4 as best state to live in now.
Is that right?
Somebody has ranked us that at that point. So that's pretty good.
We'll have to check into that.
Number 4.
That's good. All right. Coming up, we'll be checking in with Brittany Merlot, find out what's happening weather-wise for today, back-to-school day across most of Wisconsin, and see what
looks like for the rest of the week. We don't have volcanoes. Yeah. We don't have any of the disasters that you normally see, hurricanes and tornadoes. We're not Tornado Alley. People are moving here,
man. That's right.
We're number 4 in the country.
Number 4.
Come on, celebrate.
Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
Blues. I'm singing the blues today. Yeah. First day of the work week for us on Tuesday.
Look at that sunshine.
That song, yeah.
It's beautiful.
We can only play it a few times. That's why we're playing it on the program today.
That's right. 92.7 WMDX. That's John Peterson. I'm Gordy Young, along with Dom Lee, our producer, and Brittany Merlot is with us. And we'll get to Brittany in just a moment. I want to remind everybody our appreciation party for our listeners is at Downdrin's Distilling this Saturday. Begins at 3 o'clock. And if you were one of our winners of the tasting tour, I'm just reminding you, you know, you want to get there on time. 3 o'clock is the start time. And I think the first tour starts shortly after that.
It's got a great garden and picnic center. I mean,
I know.
Just,
we were out
beautiful.
There. It's a wonderful place.
Yeah.
I didn't want to leave.
Inside seating area is just fantastic. I mean, they had pineapples hanging from the ceiling.
Yeah, I saw that.
They're paper pineapples, but and they were taking them down. I mean, that was from a previous party. a tiki
going on.
Party.
Yeah.
But it was just really cool inside. I mean, this is going to be a nice place to go.
Yes, but everybody is invited. You didn't just have to be a winner of the tasting tour. It's open to the public. And so join us this coming Saturday, mm-hmm. September 6th at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove, a day of community and good drinks. And we'll be there. John and Gordy will be there. I believe Todd Alba is going to show up. Brittany Merlot
said she's going to
be
there.
Are you going to be there for sure?
Oh, yeah. 100%. I will be there.
Excellent. All right. Yeah. And weather looks good for the weekend, I think, right? On the extended forecast.
Actually. So
should be nice. Okay.
A little chilly, a little cooler than we would want, but mm-hmm. it will be dry. It will be sunny, and it will be comfortable on Saturday, highs of about 64 degrees.
Wow.
So we are falling.
Love it.
Yep.
Well, what about today? What do you think?
Today is the last summery vibe we have until next week. Mm. It will return. It's not going to go away forever, but we will hit 77 degrees today. Super sunny out there. Chance of showers and thunder overnight, but more likely in the morning tomorrow and kind of on and off throughout your day tomorrow. So that's going to be a little damp, a little soggy. Highs of about 70 tomorrow, but then we start to crash cold where tomorrow night, the northern part of the state is probably going to drop to below freezing in some spots.
Really? Way up north? Wow.
Yep. We could see our first few flurries flying by the UP and across the northern edge of Wisconsin Thursday morning.
Oh, that's too bad.
Isn't that crazy?
Too bad for the Upers.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. Yeah. But after that, we are definitely going to be flirting with record cold high temperatures.
Oh, my gosh.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Highs of 63 degrees on Thursday. Friday, about 62. Wow.
Okay.
But we could only make it to the upper 50s.
Wow.
And if that happens, we're breaking records.
Well, we're going to the Brewer game on Thursday in Milwaukee. I would assume it's going to be rather cold out there in the stands, right? I mean, it's an afternoon game.
It'll be
all right. Afternoon game. They're probably going to close the roof because not at night, rain is going to roll through again.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be a breezy, cool one. So highs in the 60s are really going to feel like the 50s because the winds are going to be whipping at like 20, 30 miles per hour.
Wow.
So that fall feel for sure.
Okay. But all in all, not too bad. What time do you think the showers and thunderstorms tonight for us? Overnight, you mean?
Overnight, yeah, after midnight while we're sleeping.
Yeah,
okay.
But tomorrow kind of on and off throughout the day.
All right,
good deal.
Damp.
All right, Brittany.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate the update. You have a good day.
Right. Enjoy.
That's Brittany Merlot, our WMDX meteorologist. Okay.
All right, let's get to the big change in the global economy. This is an editorial from Call to Activism. Pretty good site. They're saying, they're deciding the future of the world without America at the table as the strong men rise while democracy fades. Here's why this meeting is really a middle finger to Trump. Under Trump, while America became a global joke, losing allies, power, and influence, the worst happened. Trump slapped crushing tariffs on India, one of the most important allies that we have, insulted its leader, Modi, when Trump pressured him to nominate Trump for a Nobel Peace Prize.
Nobel Peace
Prize. I know. Violating India's policy against foreign mediation. So he can't do that. Modi's move toward Beijing is seen as a strategic blow to the U.S. and Trump's reckless policies. It's so bad, by the way, Modi reportedly refuses to speak to Trump anymore.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, now nice. India will drift closer to Russia and China, creating a juggernaut alliance and a massive threat to America's global standing, all because Trump chose trade wars over solidifying their friendships. This summit signals a geopolitical realignment that could reshape trade, security, and global balance of power for decades. And America's seat empty.
Great.
Well, I'm sure.
Just more great news. Yeah. Just strap in.
Well, you know, you can't really make it any worse than this, right? I mean, when you have India teaming up with China and Russia.
Yeah.
Wow.
They were all, you know, handshakes and smiles, and yeah, boy, they were having a good
time.
They
were all over social media.
Along with another, I don't know, 15 or 20 countries.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Kind of signed on, joined up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So they're moving on without us.
Yeah.
But we're really going to rake in the money from all those tariffs, aren't we? Yeah,
sure. It's all working out just great.
I've got another story somewhere here. Where is it? Where we're making like over $8 trillion in tariffs.
Oh, really?
Something so absolutely exaggerated that it's unbelievable to even think that. We'll get to that a little bit later.
Okay. Coming up shortly, we're going to be talking with Liz Johnston from Serenity Pet Spa. And find out what you should be doing with your pets this time of year. You know, allergies affect pets. We're going to talk a little bit about that with Liz Johnston after we take a break for the Midwest Food and Farm Report right here on 92.7 WMDX.
WMDX 92.7, it's John and Gordy in the morning.
It's a beautiful day across southern Wisconsin. We've got sunshine, clear blue skies, highs coming up to the mid-70s today, and right now still in the mid-50s, so it's a little cool start. You might want to grab a jacket or a sweater as you head out the door,
Yes.
Back to school time.
That's very nice. Good advice.
Came up with that myself. Thank you.
Wow. Yeah. You've always been very concerned.
Well, I don't want people to get a chill.
People, you know, when they go outside.
First day back from a long 3-day weekend.
Yeah.
Hey, guess who's here?
Guy's got a big heart, man. You just got to love it.
Let's move forward, huh? Liz Johnston has joined us. Good morning, Liz.
All right, man.
Good morning, everyone.
How are you doing today?
Good. I'm enjoying this not sweltering weather, except the top's still off the Jeep, so it was a little chilly driving in this morning.
Yeah.
Wait a second. The top fell off of your Jeep?
No, the top is still
off. It's still off.
Oh, I thought you said it fell off.
It scared me.
Is it a newer? Is it one of those?
I'm perfectly calm about this.
Is it a newer Jeep? Is that one of those nice removable tops on it?
Yeah. It's gorgeous. So it's hanging in my pulley system. But,
cool.
So Serenity Pet Spa, what's new there? This is the time of year, you know, I'll tell you what, I sneezed so much over the weekend just because of the pollen or whatever's out there right now. This affects pets, though, too.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. I mean, so we're all made up of the same things, right? Mm, we all have, you know, skin, we all have body parts, you know, so it's allergies.
Dogs seem to be able to eat anything and we can't.
I mean, there is that. For yourself. So.
But how can you tell if your dog has allergies?
So there's a couple signs to look for. Obviously, itching. That's, you know, a given. Yeah. Dogs don't really sneeze. That's not usually an allergy sign on dogs. But itching, licking their feet a lot. We see that one, especially with like the white dogs, if they're getting that redness. Ear infections can be a sign of an allergy. You have, let's see what else, like rubbing and rolling, any red spots, especially in the spots that don't have as much hair. So in between your paw pads, the belly, like little kind of sanitary area, anything around the face can be a lot more sensitive because, of course, they've got their nose down in the ground. So those are the areas to really look for. You just see they feel like they're rubbing and itching at those a lot, or you got any redness on the skin.
So what do you do?
So there's a couple of things you can do at home. There are like pet safe wipes that they make. So like if their paws are being, they're licking their paws and they're maybe allergic to the grass or something in the grass, wiping their feet when they come from inside, that can help. The same with the snout, the belly, things like that. So anything you can do to wipe that residue off so they're not sitting at home with it. Washing their bedding frequently is always important, making sure that that's not resting in the house. So similar things that you do for yourself. Air purifiers help. Just any of those type of things that you would do to help reduce the pollen count for you is going to help with your dog as well. Yeah.
Okay. So you don't need any medicine or anything for that.
So, I don't usually I recommend medicine as kind of the last option. Now, there's dogs that need the medicine. There's some over-the-counter stuff that obviously you can talk to the vet about. There's some more extreme stuff for dogs with extreme allergies. But there's also, like, medicated shampoos and things that can really help as long as you're making sure, like, you know, going to a professional, getting it done right, making sure that's getting on the skin, it's getting soaked down into the skin, and then getting thoroughly rinsed, and then usually a good conditioner afterwards is important with those because they can be a little drying when you're using that heavily medicated stuff.
Anything else this time of year for pets that we should be concerned about besides allergies? Or
pets are mostly happy right now because it's finally cooling down.
Yeah.
But you will notice another what we call the fall shed. So a lot of people think they're like, oh, it's cooling off. Why is my dog shedding again?
Right.
And what it is they're getting rid of any like kind of fresher coat that they grew over the summer because we're always growing hair even when it's hot out. And they're getting rid of that coat so they can grow a thicker coat for the winter coming up. So you'll see that a lot when the temperatures shift into a little cooler. So they might need one good, like one last de-shed before the winter comes, and then they'll be all set with that bigger, thicker coat and just get maintenance now, until the spring.
Are we talking about the lower coat, the undercoat?
Yeah, the undercoat. Absolutely, yes. Okay. Yeah, so and you're like double coat, like your Goldens, your Bernese Mountain Dogs, your Collies, your Border Collies.
Yeah.
All those dogs are maybe doing a Huskies. Don't even get me started on the shedding on the Huskies.
Really?
Pretty strong. Things,
well, they're bred to be in Siberia. The people buy them and put them in 90 degree heat, and they're just like, why do I have this hair in my house? Well, you just kind of par for the course with a Husky. You're going to no longer own black clothes. It's life.
So they shed what they had and they replace it with something new and thicker.
Yep. Yeah. Because they only have so many hair follicles.
Yeah.
So if they don't shed out a hair follicle, they can't grow a fresh new undercoat in there. So you got to get the dead hair out in order to get the new fresh coat.
So you
in.
Have to brush or
brush
bathe.
Or bathe. Yeah. Okay. Yep. So like with my Collies, I try to make sure I'm bathing them at least every 6 weeks, and it reduces their shedding a lot. Mm. So, you know, if I keep that on that maintenance, it just keeps that coat kind of coming out and it and makes it so it's manageable, and then I don't have to brush my dogs because I don't have time for that.
How about for short-haired dogs and, you know, with very little fur?
Like
how
like,
often do you bathe those, like Chihuahuas?
Yeah, like your Chihuahuas, your Pit Bulls, your Labs, things like that. Obviously, Labs are heavier shedders than those other two options. But you still want to, like, get them in at least every other month. You know, get them in because it's not just the bathing. What you got to remember about professional groomers is they're kind of your first line of defense. You see them more often than a vet. With our dryers and our techniques, you can see more of the skin than a vet has. Like, I have found things on dogs when they were at their monthly vet checkup, at their yearly checkup, like the day or two before. And I found something they had to go back in, and sometimes it's nothing, and I have actually found cancer before. So it's things that vets can see, or not, that vets can't see, and then groomer can. So getting them in just for regular and keeping them with the same person so that, like, it's they have good notes and, oh, that's a new lump, that's not a new lump, is really important to help with your dog's health overall. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Very good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's hard to notice the lumps only because, you know, they get the clumpiness, some clumps, because of oil, I guess.
Yeah.
You know. So, yeah, it's kind of difficult. And, you know, we're trying to... get enough courage to give our border collie at least even take some of the burrs off. You know, at this point, we're I don't know. Are we bad dog owners at this point? Do we let the dog get away with too much?
You know, I mean, she's probably. Not.
Yeah, burrs are a real problem.
It's
though,
a border
right?
collie. Yeah. You know, they're not going to bite us. But you know, it seems like they, you know, they really just want to avoid any care that we could provide them.
Pretty much, yeah. I mean, and that's just in the dog's nature because it's like it'd be asking a toddler, "Do you want to go get your hair trimmed?" Because to them, that might be a scary experience, and their hair might have feelings. Like they don't understand this stuff yet. So you got to really put your mindset in your dog as a toddler. Yeah. Like they don't have a rational understanding of what you're trying to do. So sometimes you have to just show them, no, really, you need to do this. It's not going to hurt you. And they go, oh, okay. And then they're fine because they trust you. So you just kind of got to give them something
they get
to
used
trust.
To it. They get used to the trust. Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
What about absolutely. Clipping their nails, though? I mean, that's
don't seemed, do it. Don't do it.
Don't. John says no.
Well, so,
just leave it to the professional.
They got all these gadgets and
leave
devices.
Leave it to the professional.
To do it. and it,
right?
We never use the gadgets or devices to do it because we're afraid to do it.
Yeah, and that's the biggest thing. If ever you're afraid of doing anything with your dog or nervous about it, it's so important not to. Because what you're telling, the dogs can sense that. They can sense that you're afraid. Mm. They are a predator animal after all, right?
So,
So they can sense that you're afraid. And so if they sense that, then they're like, you're going to do something that's bad. Mm. And so they're connecting nail trimming, brushing, whatever it is, with something scary and bad. Or when they come in and see us, like, I am 100% confident I can do your dog's nails. Because I've done thousands upon thousands upon thousands of dog nails in 20 years of grooming dogs. So to me, I can pop a dog on the table and get his nails done in 5 minutes or less. Because I know exactly what I'm looking for, exactly what I'm doing. Where it will take you 5 minutes to maybe do like one nail tentatively. And this dog is sitting here going, what is wrong? What is happening? Why is dad freaking out? So it just becomes a big negative experience. And you're just better off with professional groomers.
Well, the thing is, you know, our dogs forget. We don't. If we go too far, you get a little bleeding from those nails.
And the thing is, one thing to remember is, it's like, so for the ladies out there, or I guess you have with your beards, you ever cut yourself shaving? It's like a similar issue to that.
Yeah.
Quicking the nail like a little bit is not like the end of the world for the dog. And half the times when it does happen, because it happens, dogs kick into us and, you know, you get a nail short. But like they don't even notice. They really don't.
Really?
But they can. They do not. I have quicked a nail before and been like, oh, your nail's bleeding. They're like, whatever. Like the dogs don't barely even feel it.
Yeah.
What they associate with, because most of the dogs that pull or are bad for their feet, they do it long before I ever even trim a nail because they're connecting it to one time daddy was scared and they freaked out when this happened. So like if you do quick and bleed, don't freak out. Because if you freak out, then they're going to freak out. And then now that's that repetitive that they'll remember that's how they're supposed to. They're a reactive behavior is what you're creating. So, Just staying calm is important.
Anything new at Serenity Pet Spa? You've got the third store open
Your
now,
store's
right?
up and going. We're actually opening a fourth day over there starting next week.
Oh, okay.
Some big things as far as our, you know, as far as how we do. Some people are aware and some people aren't that we do actually have kind of a training academy there. So we teach people to groom. And I actually have one of my groomers stepping into a full-time training role because we have so many people coming in and we want to dedicate more time to like the best training as possible. So we're going to have a lot more focused training. And I actually have two of my groomers just passed two of their master exams. So they are on their way to becoming master certified groomers. So we're very proud of them for that. And because, they just started with us less than a year ago. And so they're already reaching master level. So
that's terrific.
So, so we're really focusing on our training program. And that's been going really good. So excited about that.
Excellent. And what are the three locations again?
Yes.
So we have our main big hub location. So that's the Serenity West on Odana Road, 6039 Odana. We have our east location that's on East Park Boulevard. So it's right off American Parkway. And then we have our west location, or not our west, our Middleton location is what we call it. So it's like our far west, Middleton, and that's 310 Junction Road. So that's our new one. That's opening up and taking new clients at all of them.
Yeah, right across from Outback.
Yep, absolutely. Yep. Right,
and
over there.
The website or Facebook?
SerenityPetSpaMadison.com.
That makes it easy.
Yes.
All right.
Yes. And you can find all three locations, book online right through there.
Well, very thanks good. For clearing up all these mysteries of how to take care of your pet without freaking them out. Guess I've been doing it wrong for so many years.
Your dog might be a lost cause at this point.
Well, that's good.
I gotta tell you, border collies are so smart that they work through it.
Yeah.
I don't, but they work through it.
That's the problem with smart dogs. They're smarter than you sometimes. Yeah. Those border collies and the poodles, the standard poodles, are dangerous.
Really
they're so smart.
I know.
Okay. Liz Johnston, thanks for joining us.
Yeah. Thank
you. Serenity Pet Spa. Appreciate it. It is now 7:47. Want to remind you, hey, we're going to the Brewers game on Thursday with our winners.
Yes.
That's going to be a fun day.
Afternoon.
And, it is an afternoon game, 3 o'clock against
the Phillies.
Could be
a pivotal game. You never know.
I know. Yes. And that should be a lot of fun. And, of course, our listener appreciation party on Saturday at Downdrin's Distilling in Cottage Grove. That's happening.
Anyone can go, but we have a special list of listeners who also have one a chance to taste.
Yes.
And
go on
tour.
The tour. Behind the scenes
taste
at the
tour.
At Downdrin's Distilling. Okay. Coming back with more of John and Gordy in the Morning on WMDX. Stay right there. Just watch me bleed. Done but not forgotten. I gave you the last word and that's the last thing you'll take from me.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
We only get one day to play this.
Yes, we understand the concept. So let's play it to death.
See how they put all that together?
Yes, it's great. Thanks. 7:52.
All day long.
Yeah, all day long. It is Tuesday, the day after Labor Day, and back to school time. Hey, we want to remind you, you can sign up to help us out with the Alzheimer Association Walk to End Alzheimer's. That is taking place on Sunday, October 5th, and it happens at Warner Park, and you can sign up and help us out. Donate to our cause here and just go to the WMDXradio.com page and look at the top of the page there. You'll see the Walk to End Alzheimer's. And we'd appreciate some donations.
Yeah.
We're going to be walking the walk at, again, Sunday, October 5th, right? Yes. Okay.
All right.
All right. Check it out at WMDXradio.com.
And we're going to get those Brewer tickets out to you as well.
Absolutely. Yes.
Absolutely.
Yes.
Just to let you know.
Yes. Any of you winners that have not gotten those tickets out, they should get them in the next day or so here.
I'm waiting to.
You're waiting for your tickets?
Yes, I am.
Well, I'll talk to Jenna in the promotion department. We'll get going on that.
All
okay.
Right. This was an interesting post. This is the title of the post. The White House posted that the U.S. has now taken in $8 trillion in tariff revenues so far.
What? Wait, $8 trillion?
Preposterous, insane lies on an hourly basis. And that's what drew my attention into this. So I had to look into it to see what the truth was. $8 trillion seems like an awful lot. We could pay down the debt very quickly with these. I know. With, was it like 6 months, right?
Yeah.
Maybe not even that. Maybe 4 or 5 months of tariffs so far, and they've managed to make $8 trillion? Wow. Why didn't we think of this before? Anyway, because it's not really $8 trillion.
How much is it really?
Forbes writes, since April's start of the tariffs, the levies have generated around $96 billion in revenue. Well, that's pretty close to $8 trillion, right? $96 billion, not $8 trillion. The U.S. has collected $142 billion in tariffs so far the fiscal year, and that includes, of course, Biden and Trump. So $142 billion for an entire year, only $96 billion in the few months that this has been in effect, not $8 trillion. Just to clarify for CJs out there and my mega friend in Milwaukee, it's not $8 trillion. Of course, you know, this is coming from, you know, fake news. So
yeah,
what can you do?
I don't know.
The levies, by the way, will likely raise prices for the average household by nearly $1,300 in this year and $1,700 next year extra that
okay.
you and I were going to be paying for the price of everything.
Oh, great.
But I actually anticipate paying more.
Do you really?
I buy too much stuff.
The speakers that you just bought?
Yeah, I know. And they sound just like the other ones. Well, you know.
Are they bigger speakers or
no,
smaller
No, they're the about
same
the same size?
Size.
About the same. I'm just really angry. You know, I'm sitting there. I want the center speakers for the voice. And I was thinking that I needed a new center speaker, but I went and bought all the other speakers with it. And just to make it easy and simple, because it is Dolby Atmos ready.
Okay.
Okay, so that's the whole thing right there.
So have you noticed any difference? So you're saying these speakers are no better than the other ones?
I really haven't noticed a difference. But, you know, my kids will get some really good speakers now. So there
good
you go.
Good for them.
Right. I thought this was very... just uplifting as heck. This is the border wall. We know that they are painting the border wall black.
Paint it black.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, they're not using the spray paint. They're not preparing the surface for the new paint job. They haven't put an undercoating on to make sure the paint stays on. They're not doing any of that stuff. They're just playing. They're just putting black paint on that wall, and they're going to be doing
see what
that.
Happens.
Yeah, see what happens and spend our money on that. But on the other side of the wall, wow.
Yeah.
Oh,
what
man.
Is it? What?
I saw this on X, a work of art. Libru Gutierrez painted the entire height of the fence with a mural showing a cactus, plants, hillsides of flowers, and blue sunlit skies with a river running through it. I'm serious. This thing is like
festive.
You know, like 30 or 40 feet long, and it goes to the top of the wall. So he must have had like some help getting up there, and somebody holding the paintbrushes for him. But it is gorgeous. What a way to make the wall look fantastic.
Oh.
The only comment I had, and I made this to Anne, I thought, you know, this is just a gorgeous mural. Just beautiful.
Is it? Yeah.
And I'm thinking, why did they do that? Why didn't they just make America look like some kind of volcanic wasteland?
Right? Yeah.
Why'd they make it look like, you know,
you don't want
place,
to make it look
a
nice.
Place they want people to go to.
No. No, you want to, yeah.
Right?
You want to turn them away. Right?
Yeah, that's what I would have thought. You know, like the surface
some
of Mars or something.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
A hellscape. There you go.
Yes. Demons and stuff.
The surface
scary.
Of Mars.
Scary stuff. That's
yeah.
what we want on the wall.
That's what I'm thinking. So, you know, they could have made it look like, you know, Mad Max.
Right? Yes. That seems like a good idea.
Well, anyway, that's
apparently
my
not.
Idea. Instead, you know, it's a nice, beautiful mural making it look like we have some kind of paradise up here. When it isn't
not
anymore.
Not the case anymore.
Not anymore.
Yeah.
You know, I have to start watching South Park because they are... They're telling the story the way it is.
I know. They're cranking it
yeah.
out. Yeah. Good for them for doing that. Hey, that's going
to
wrap it up for this Tuesday edition of John and Gordy in the Morning. Thank you for joining us. Coming up next is Stephanie Miller. And tomorrow on the show, we have Matt Rothschild and Mike McCabe will be with us.
We'll be talking about Scott Walker.
Yes.
With Matt.
Oh, yeah. We're going to go deep with that. All right. You have a great day. So long. Talk to you tomorrow.
The national news cycle never stops.
but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.